through you tonight.
Amen. I just want to greet everyone this evening and just say that it's a blessing to be a part of this ministry. Give honor to Apostle Todd and Prophetess and the rest of the staff and ministers here. This Rhema word is just a treasure, and we're so blessed. And I just pray that the Lord, you know, open your ears and your eyes as I'm going over this, that Amen. The Holy Spirit is quickening you and giving you what you need today. Amen.
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 Okay. Amen. So my case study today for favor is coming out of 1 Samuel 1:1-28. And this is the King James Version. Can everybody hear me okay?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
All right, so let us start. Verse 1 says, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph and Ephrate. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went into the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight.
Amen.
So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad.
Amen.
Verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry unto thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Verse 25, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. If you go to the next chapter for 2 Samuel, it opens with a song that Hannah has for the Lord about her experience. But for the sake of time, I'm just going to jump to verse 18, where it says, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which she is lent to the Lord. Amen. And they went into their own home, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters.
My goodness.
And the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Awesome. Amen.
This case study blessed me so much on so many different levels. I mean, to me, it just touches on everything the Lord has been telling us lately. The first thing that came to my mind as reflections was how Elkanah was a Levite who worshiped the Lord faithfully. And it says, you know, year after year, he made sacrifices unto the Lord, and he honored his priestly vows and led his whole house to honor the Lord. What came to me that stuck out was, even though he's honoring the Lord, there was still problems in his household, because his two wives were it was a rivalry. They didn't get along. They were at odds. And his first wife, Hannah, was so depressed and barren. And his second wife, Peninnah, was contentious, you know, but she had a lot of children. And it shows that Elkanah was concerned because he could not meet Hannah's need in the deepest part of her soul. He asked her, you know, why are you weeping? Why aren't you eating? Your heart's grieved. You know, am I not better to you than 10 sons? And it just shows that this was a place of pain and sorrow in Hannah that only God himself could touch and deliver her out of.
Amen.
It was such a deep place of grief. Even her husband couldn't, you know, it says he gave her a worthy portion. That wasn't enough. She was still sorrowful and bitter in her soul. And the enemy was busy in their household using Peninnah to be the adversary and to mock Hannah's barrenness. So she lived under the tyranny of the enemy and she endured persecution. And it says year after year. So this was a long-standing issue. So the enemy exploited her weakness and she was powerless against the one thing that she could not change about herself and her own strength, which was to have a child. Hannah was constantly reminded of her failures, and this was mental and social torment, but you know, she took her anguish to God. Amen. Hannah was also weary and well-doing. She stopped eating because she was depressed and grieved. However, despite the condition of her mind, body, and soul, she fainted not. Galatians 6:9 came to mind of her enduring that persecution year after year of Peninnah making fun of her and reminding her, you don't have any kids. And it shows God's grace that caused her to endure this long trial of persecution. She poured out her heart and told God about the darkness that was within her that continued to linger year after year. And, you know, year after year, she continued to worship the Lord with her husband and their family, even though she was constantly tormented by Peninnah. And I said, here we see that some battles are long that we have to fight. And as they drag out, it can wear down your mind, body, and spirit over time. Hannah had to watch her husband bless Peninnah and his children with their portion, but she did not have a portion that would satisfy her deepest need. However, despite her feelings of insecurity and inadequacy, she trusted God with her heartache, grief, pain, and failures. Man. She told God about those places within her that no one else could feel or know. Mm-hmm. This shows Amen. The intimacy and the fellowship that existed between Hannah and God. Only God can touch our deepest places. Only God can know what is deep within our hearts. She favored his righteous cause and she took her brokenness yes. to God. And the note just says, look at the joining.
Amen.
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 Another reflection is Hannah prayed for something, but she wanted to bless the Lord with what she asked for. She didn't retaliate to ask God for a baby in order to get revenge on Peninnah for her cruelty.
Amen.
So I saw that she sought God as a place of refuge to find inner peace. She kept faith and hope in God despite the condition of her body and her life. She offered her child as a first fruit unto the Lord. Similar to Abraham, she was willing to offer unto the Lord what was most precious to her.
Amen.
The thing that she desired most, she was willing to give it up.
Wow. Amen.
This was her all.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. Powerful.
So we see here that the intention of her heart was for God. We see that her temperament in prayer was in God because honoring him was her first priority in making this request. She was also a woman of her word and she kept her vow unto the Lord. And that really stuck out to me because she could have said, oh, you know, my child's here now. I don't have to do what I said. No, she kept her word. So they were covenant keeping people.
That's good.
That's Amen. So powerful to show uh-huh. the covenant keepers in the right, the righteousness and the right. God honors the covenant keepers.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. So Amen. She asked God to remember her. And this shows the trust that existed between Hannah and God. They kept their words to one another in fellowship. The rhema word was the bond.
Amen.
The prayer Amen. Was, God, if you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. And that highlighted to me the powerful covenant relationship that we have with the Father.
Glory.
Just awesome. Amazing, amazing.
Awesome.
Another insight is Hannah's name means grace.
Wow.
Wow.
Actually means grace.
Bless God.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Bless the Lord.
So she indeed found, you know, grace means favor, and she indeed found grace and favor in the sight of the Lord.
Yes, she did.
God caused her to live out a real life experience of her name.
Wow, that's good. That's so good. So good.
Bless you.
This was literally favor calling unto favor.
Yes, it was.
Grace being given unto grace. The Lord hears our silent prayers. It blessed me so much when you read in the text, she didn't speak out a voice. Like sometimes you go through pain that's so deep, you can't even talk.
Yeah.
Mm.
And God can still know our thoughts and our intentions of our heart.
Yes, he does.
We don't have to audibly speak, and God is still faithful to hear us when we pray.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's
right.
Amen.
And he will answer us according to his grace and favor. Hannah hit her acceptable year of the Lord, her due season. Yes, she hit her Kairos moment.
Yes, she did.
She heard the Rhema from Eli, and she received it with an instant change to her countenance and her behavior. There was an instant transformation from the Rhema. Then grace and favor followed her with thanksgiving, action, and manifestation. So as soon as she got the Rhema from Eli, go and be in peace, she began to eat. You know, she her countenance, it says her countenance was sad no more. Right there. She Amen. Received the Rhema.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Instant change.
That's good. That's real good.
Bless God.
That encouraged me so much of how the word will quicken and work in the now moment.
Amen. Amen.
In the now Amen. Moment. We don't have to wait. When he speaks, it's done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The next point was God repaid Hannah for sowing her first fruit to him in the form of her only child, Samuel. She lent her child unto God, and he repaid her with more. She Amen. Sowed in tears and reaped a harvest of joy.
Amen, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She was blessed to bear 5 more children, which again is the number of grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless God.
So this was more than she could ever ask or think. This was Ephesians 6:20 at work. God did exceedingly above what she asked him to do. And what came to my, was such a blessing was she was fine with just coming to visit Samuel at the temple once a year. She was just happy to have one son.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed her with more.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Faithfulness.
Amen.
God shut her womb for his purpose, but then he opened her womb for his purpose as well. And he made her fruitful to multiply. And from this, I understood, because it said the Lord shut her womb. And I said, imagine what Hannah's testimony became to those around her that knew her story. Imagine the praise that Hannah had on her lips every time she saw her 6 children.
That's right.
Imagine the change in her countenance from always being sorrowful, grieved, barren, depressed. She was in darkness. And she became favored, fruitful, and joyful. She came into the light.
That's God.
People saw God's favor on her life. She gleaned from her tillage.
Yes, she did.
She sure did.
Amen.
She sure did.
Amen. Amen.
Look at the prosperity, the increase, the abundance. Look at how God gave Hannah a testimony that she could sing about with joy. In 1 Samuel 1:1-17 is her whole song that the Lord gave her about her experience. It's amazing. So read that in your spare time if you like to. It's amazing to see the song of praise that she had for him from her experience.
I know that's right.
Amen. God broke the power that the enemy had over Hannah. And this was so powerful to me. After she had her son, the enemy could no longer have any authority or any place to provoke her to anger or cause her any grief. He could no longer torment her in that area. It was completely removed.
Amen.
God fixed her problem and then made sure that she never had the same problem again.
Amen.
She had six kids. So you can't come to me talking about your bearing. No.
Hey, God. Come on now.
Six is the number of man. Deliverance. This was complete deliverance out of her depression and torment.
Glory, glory, glory be to God.
We never hear about Peninnah messing with Hannah ever again after this. God shalammed her enemies.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Glory be to God.
He made her enemies be at peace with her by taking away the place and the power where the enemy had oppressed her.
Yes.
She took her complaints about the same condition to God year after year. And finally, wow, he remembered her and answered her. Wow. And that immediately made me think of keep knocking, keep seeking, keep searching. You're going to find, I'm going to answer. She was so diligent. The favor became a shield and covered her weakness. And she became surrounded by God's favor. And then the final note, Elkanah means God has possessed and God has created. As her husband, his prayers for her were eventually answered too.
Amen.
He was blessed from seeing the woman that he loved happy and satisfied. He desired to see her joyful, which is joyful. And it was. Elkanah favored God's righteous cause by continuing to be faithful to worship him year after year at Shiloh. Shiloh means the place of rest.
Amen. Peace.
He was faithful to seek the Lord's place of rest, even though his family was not perfect and despite what was going on in their lives. He declared, "Only the Lord establishes word."
Hallelujah.
He trusted in God. This encourages us to see that God can and God will fix problems that we may be dealing with in our families that may have existed for a very long time. It may seem like there's no end in sight, but this encourages us to stay joined and to keep trusting in Him. If we honor the Lord, He will cause all things to work out for our good. God's divine influence brought Elkanah and Hannah into the favor and grace of the Lord. And this resulted in more peace, more prosperity, and more joy within their home and their marriage. The Lord's word was indeed established in their lives.
Amen.
From this case study, we see that God will favor our righteous cause. He will deliver us. He will heal us. He will restore us. He will shalom our enemies. He will command the blessing. He will answer our prayers. He will give us a harvest of joy. He will give us prosperity. He will set up our blessings to come at the hearing and receiving of the rhema word, and he will give us a new song to sing. God is able to do what seems impossible.
Hallelujah.
We see from this example that all it takes is one day and one rhema.
That's right.
To change the rest of our lives.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
We can expect God to move like this in 2023 because we are in the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
God will cause us to know favor for favor, just like he did for Hannah.
Amen, God.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, Lord. Amen, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Where do I begin? really, where do I begin?
Amen.
The language, first of all, your language, Javon, is that of TGM, ridiculously. I mean, amazing. Your language awesome. To understand what you're awesome. Saying. You're, awesome. You engrafted the acceptable year of the Lord. You engrafted the shalom. You engrafted peace, prosperity, favor, everything that God is saying you really grafted in this stuff.
Yes,
everything was pointing. Yes. Really powerful. I need to ask you real quick, what prompted you? I know it was the Holy Spirit, but in what manner, if I can dig into your personal little bit, why this case study?
I actually was reading about Eli going blind and about his sons walking in disobedience originally. And then I began to read the whole chapter.
Yeah.
The whole book.
Yeah.
And after I read the whole book, Hannah was just stuck in my spirit it's been in my spirit for about 2 weeks.
Powerful.
Amen. Amen.
True. So I was actually reading one thing and he led me to this.
Amen.
Why were you reading about Phineas and Hophnis? What brought you over to those guys?
Well, it was really about Eli because a family member that I have is elderly and she's losing her eyesight.
Oh, look
and
at you.
So I was reading about Eli to find out why did he lose his eyesight? What was the spiritual significance of that?
Yeah, which was compromise.
Yeah, and not disciplining his children.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And not leading his house in unto the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Javon, God brought you into a case study that is absolutely superb.
Amen.
When you read the part where Eli said, God is about to bless your seed.
Mm-hmm.
When you read that, man, this whole thing, I know the story very well. It's one of, I guess the whole Bible is my favorite. I keep saying everything's my favorite. This was really, this study, this particular text is one of my favorite. I've been looking at it since I was a youth pastor. And I love this text. I love this story. And the way that you brought this out is just absolutely
yes.
It was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, it was. Yes, yes, yes.
That woman was barren and she gave up her only child.
Only.
Just if God would bless her womb, she gave up her. And the way you brought that out, the way that you saw so much into this.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Amen. Listen,
my Amen. God.
Good.
Woo. I mean,
bless God.
You brought so much from this study. And it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. It pointed to everything we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yes, it did.
And woman of God, you didn't miss anything. You got it all.
So God
you got it all. You really did. And it was a wonderful study. I love my high point was when Eli came back to her and told her that God was going to bless her seed.
Mm-hmm.
That spoke volumes about favor for favor.
Mm-hmm.
That she, no, because watch how it works. God favored her womb, and she takes the favor of her womb and favors God's cause.
Uh-huh.
Then God ping-pongs back to her.
Yes.
And says, and now I'm going to favor you with more favor, the seed you sowed. And now you see favor coming back to Hannah. That's exactly what God is trying to establish in our lives.
Yes.
That as we favor, it will ping pong back to us, and he will favor us, and we will favor him, and he will favor us, and he back and forth.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Just awesome. It will establish favor in our lives that will go continually, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute.
Oh, hallelujah.
Favor for favor. I love it.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm just blown away.
Hallelujah.
I'm blown
away. Jesus.
I'm sorry, guys. Anyone else want to comment on this? There was so much said. I want to open it up just for a moment. And if you want to comment on it, you can. You absolutely can. Ellen, Allison, and I already talked. She has a study, but I'm going to stretch it to next week because I want to open this one up for a second. And anyone else want to comment?
Awesome. Just awesome.
I can add to one of my favorite parts. There's so many layers here. Beautifully, wonderfully presented, Jovan.
Amen.
When you mentioned Hannah, first off, you can see how she continued to endure. She just kept going like you expressed, but you mentioned that she favored his righteous cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that because she trusted in God for her deliverance.
Yes.
And she trusted in God for her healing.
Yes.
So that was favoring his righteous cause because she was trusting in him.
You said that right.
Yes.
And so that is just beautiful. And I did see where you actually shared it, but I saw prior to you sharing that she had three sons and then two daughters. I was like, that's grace. But then you showed it when you
Amen.
I was like, yeah. But yes.
Amen.
Awesome.
Awesome. The
Lord really, she spent time with this. First of all, if you watch her cursor, and I know you guys are going to be like, man, this man's got, he's crazy. If you watch her cursor and her highlighting going back and forth in the verses, you see the type of time she spent in the study.
Amen.
You can see it. She didn't have to search. She didn't have to go all over the place. Her cursor was on it, highlighting it. And for those of you that are watching the video notes, you could see how easily it tells you the time spent where God really poured out. Because I really wanted to slap Jovan and take the mic and take over when she said Eli prophesied the blessing of her seed. The Lord said, wait a minute, it's coming. And it was in her notes, and it came in her notes that was favor for favor. And you could just the time spent in that study to extract what you did. No, Jovan, I'm going to say something to you prophetically and for everybody on the line. It was favoring us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The time spent was favor for us.
Yes.
Amen.
It was God giving us insights in the word. It was where favor comes in the form of pity and mercy, that it will build us and strengthen us.
Amen.
God's favor was coming through this study because it was so diligently done.
Amen.
And I give God praise for it. I mean, I'm extracting. I'm like, yes, God. I mean, absolutely on every level, beautiful. Anyone else want to say anything else?
Amen. Lord God.
Awesome. Beautiful. I saw you, Erica, respond in the chat. There's some chats that came through. And Elder Allison first rips off, and she saw something there that we'll talk about on Sunday, talking about portions and fragments. And you see how a fragment, Elder Allison, becomes a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You see the meal that came from a fragmented piece of what we learned. Awesome. Yeah. And then you see this here. Elder says again, amen. Apostle says this was so good, perfect in every way. And then Elder says again, Elder Allison says again, amen. And then Mom, Elder Donna says, amen, amen, so good. I know I saw Sister Erica chime in somewhere. I'm not crazy. Is Sister Erica on the line or was that me?
I'm here. I think you, no, that wasn't me chiming, said anything.
I thought that was you. You must have been you must have been thinking it over there. Must be.
Yes. Deep thought.
Wasn't that good, Sister Erica?
Oh my gosh. Oh my, that is still running around in my mind. I probably won't be able to sleep tonight.
Amen. Amen.
So, so good, Javon. So good. You know, Javon, in all sincerity, and I gotta give you the space that you need. I gotta give you the space. That's your gift. That is your gift, and I respect it. Amen. I'm seeing it more and more. And Amen. Just gotta give you the space to be able to express, because God gives you so much. It comes in bunches.
Yes, it does.
I was thinking about, I was like, Lord, I gotta try to condense it.
No, you and Joshua have that gift, and Joshua comes in bunches. And I've learned over the years with J to just give you space. There's something about the first letter J, maybe because it sounds like Jesus. I don't know what it is. You got Javon and Joshua that need their space. And I take the J's and I just say, that's just Jesus just talking to us. Amen. And so I'll give you your space every time you want to present, because Amen. Javon, that was really, I mean, Amen. Really excellent.
Awesome.
Amen.
Thank Elder Donna, am I just saying that, or am I telling the truth?
No, you are so on point, Apostle. It was absolutely, each time she brought forth her points, you were just so blessed and enveloped in what she was saying.
Yeah,
so on point.
Yeah.
So on point. It was awesome. Truly awesome. And it's truly a gift. It is truly a gift.
Yes, it is.
It's truly a gift from God. It truly is.
It is. And can I say something?
You sure can, Miss Erica.
I mean, it was so deep, but it was so simple.
Yes.
She reminded me of Jesus. When Jesus said something, it was so deep, but it was so simple that kids can even understand it.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Perfect. And she stayed within, I love how she stayed within the realm of conversations language.
Yes.
Dealing with the shalom.
Yes.
Dealing with prosperity and favor. Everything was geared around it. And it was just a wonderful study. I'm full. I'm really full.
Yes.
But not to the point, not to the point where I won't go back, because in this meal that was presented, and I'm going to give you a little Easter egg about Sunday. Mm-hmm. In this meal that was presented, so many fragments were there.
Yeah.
And Jesus said in John 6:12, he said, gather the fragments that nothing be lost. And there's a revelation behind that. And that's where we're going on Sunday, dealing with that, on how to sustain this favor, how to stay in a constant flow of favor. It has to do with gathering fragments. And there's so many fragments by what Javon brought tonight that will sustain. Each fragment will become a meal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to hear and study it. There's so much sustenance from the fragments. Remember, they started with 2 fish and 5 loaves. But when they were done, they ended up gathering 12 baskets full.
Yes, amen.
The fragments became greater than the meal itself.
Amen.
And so that's how we stay in the favor, because we stay in the fragments of the word, the broken pieces that came off of this. There's so many tonight. So please take the time, meditate on it. Get the fragment. Just take one fragment from all she said. Will become a meal in your spirit tomorrow.
Yes, God.
And you will be built up, you will be nourished, and you will continue to walk in peace. You will walk in prosperity and favor because you took a fragment and you stayed with it.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Javon, I give you nothing but snaps up. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
And it was blessing me just to, like, God was, you know, giving this to me and I'm being blessed. I'm like, ooh, you know, I just appreciate how he's such an excellent teacher.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is.
Yes. Oh, yes, so
he is. To him be the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your listening and thank you for your feedback. I really appreciate it.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Well, everybody, it's that time. If you want to sow a seed into the word, that we will send that over to Javon. If you want to plant a seed into the word, we're going to send it over to who